You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Coming at you with brand new mics. Thanks to everyone who reached out to us and said, give us some audio feedback.
Yeah. We bought new equipment. We had awesome equipment, but we've been using it for a couple of years. So just like if your guest leaves you a review.
That your duvet is looking sad. New towels?
New towels. I might have gotten some complaints. Like, you need to get some new towels. I'm like, oh, my bad. You know, my bad. We listen. So listen. We listened to some reviews. So we apologize. There were two episodes. We had some audio issues, but we are back with some new equipment. And not only did we get like replace our equipment, we upgraded. And we want you to take that lesson in your business.
We reinvested.
Yeah. You know what you need to upgrade. I know everybody's got their 2.0 version of what they want in their
I always call it like phase two or phase three.
Yes.
Like, okay, tackle it in phases. Anyway, getting on to some amazing content. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week. And that is sharing one of you who's using our hashtag #StrSunday. We will share you on our Instagram channel via our email blasts and right here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at the_evergreencottage. Again, the_evergreencottage. And they're crushing it. Want to let you know, when you go to their link in bio, it goes directly to their direct booking site. And guess what they tell me right away? They're currently booked through summer and early fall. So congrats. But they want me to join their wait list.
I love that.
Kudos to you. And I love that because I'm like, oh, shoot, if I want to stay there, I need to get on this list. But one thing I'm going to tell you that I noticed that this that the Evergreen Cottage did on their Instagram and then their direct booking site is they had a virtual tour. And I know this is really popular in real estate of doing like the Matterport virtual tours, but I have yet to see one on a STR Share Sunday. So please go to their site, see how they're using Matterport. I believe, and Sarah and I talk about this a lot, that video will be the future of bookings. And look, the Evergreen Cottage is making it happen because they already have the gallery, the still photos, But the Matterport really does help you spatially understand how the house is laid out. But please go check them out. Check out their virtual tour. I love they have their story in there. I felt very connected to them. I want to stay. They have a local guide attraction, so I'm sure they're really working on their search engine optimization too. They are in Marietta, Georgia. So if you're there, please go stay. But anyways, virtual tour, check it out. The Evergreen Cottage. Thanks for using our hashtag. All right, Sarah, let's get on to the show.
We've been on an operational kick the past few episodes, and we're going to continue on that journey and talk about, you had a really good title, Annette. What was it? Like the top three fees.
Oh, the three ways you're leaving money on the table.
Oh, I like that. I was like, oh, that's good, Annette.
And we want to let you guys, we want to let all the listeners know, this might be a little controversial. We're here for it because we have left a lot of money on the table with these three exact areas. And we just had to learn our lessons the hard way on them because we were doing a lot of them for free. We thought they were part of hospitality. They were part of hosting. But then when we sat down, which we encourage everybody to do a time audit and
And you have to look, and here's the thing too. So you're like, yeah, girls, what are you going to talk about? But I want you, as we get into the content, I want you to not only think about yourself and the guest, but I also want you to think about the people who help you run your short-term rental. Mm-hmm.
Your team. And then last but not least, I want you to think about the whole entire industry because there's just, when we're dealing with guests, they're going to stay with you and then they're going to stay with someone else and then hopefully someone else after that. So let's get on these three ways. Number one, Sarah.
Okay. The first fee we're going to discuss, and this is going to be, this is going to be controversial. We actually started talking about this on Instagram and I cannot tell you the comments we got. There's a lot of comments, which is great.
Let's do it. Let's debate.
Because remember, your business is a snowflake, right? You do not have to run your business like we do.
Your business is your business.
That's right. So you can hear our opinion and our thoughts and then you can take it and do with it what you will. But let's talk about check-in early fees and check-out late fees.
All right. I will say this is probably one of the number one most requested thing is early check-in. Wouldn't you agree? There are, let's talk about, there's two schools of thought here also. Number one, you've got to remember if you're A, doing back-to-backs on the same day. I know some listeners don't do same day check-ins, so there you go. But there's a lot of differences in business models between like a solo operator that has one property and one turnover team and that's all they're working on, or if there are multiple, if the host has multiple properties maybe under one roof or they're managing multiple properties or they own multiple properties and them and their team are doing multiple back-to-backs in one day. So let's talk about how you would charge for that.
Well, I think we talk about, first of all,
why?
Sure. Let's talk about why first. And so your time. There's a lot of coordination and it's not just your time. It's your cleaner's time. And here, if you do back-to-back, so we are in a metro area. So what we can tell you about our market, if you haven't started hosted yet, maybe you're in more of a vacation rental market, so you might be a little different, but we can all commiserate here. We never know how a guest is going to leave the space.
Exactly.
So if you have a guest checking out that morning and you've promised the next guest an early check-in because you want to be hospitable, but that guest left the place, as my cleaner likes to say, upside down.
Right.
Now I have to get another cleaner in there to get it done, quote unquote, on time, which is the new early check-in time. Am I pulling out of my nightly rate to get that extra turnover pro in there to help it get it done.
Mm-hmm. And also it's just added pressure on your turnover team. And it's like, wait a second, they normally have, let's say 6 hours and then you've just shortened their work time and put pressure on them. So again, we do like to accommodate it if possible, but if someone is really adamant, let's say this is a common where like maybe they have an event that they need to be to at a certain time
and they want to
shower or iron their clothes or their hair or whatever they need to do, then that's when we start talking about like, well, what's it worth to you? You know, obviously you don't say that, but it's like, if this is that important to them, we'll work on our schedule. But again, it's a lot of coordination. It's a lot of time. And a lot of times maybe we're in there helping them get it to make sure that it's ready to go. So it's disrupting our normal standard operating procedures. So that is early check-in is a possible fee addition.
And there's of course late checkout, which this is much more common in, again, we're not hotels, but it is more common in the hotel industry, especially on busy, busy days.
I ask for late checkout every time. I'm not
going
to lie.
And what happened the last time you asked for it? What'd they say
to
you?
Just last weekend. No.
Just
and not even, it was just no, we were fully booked. later today, so we can't accommodate you. We are more than happy to give you the Wi-Fi code so you can sit in the common areas until your flight. But it wasn't even...
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry.
And then this place had 400 rooms. It wasn't like, oh yeah, because you're only one guest, you can stay in your room until it was... Nope, it was a hard, hard no. And sometimes it's all over the board. Sometimes people, I've had hosts add additional fee. I've had hotels add an additional fee. Again, if it was really important to me to... Well, I couldn't stay that time, but I would pay for that. If, you know, hey, like my flight is until 6, they're going to let me stay a couple more hours, I would gladly pay for that.
Another question you are thinking right now is, okay, if I were to play with this idea of charging for early check-in, late check-in, how do I charge for it?
Mm-hmm.
Here is common practice is by the hour.
Yep.
So $5 every hour after checkout, $10 after checkout, $15 for every hour after checkout, or reverse it for a check-in. Mm-hmm. And if you leverage a channel like Airbnb, this can be a fee that you charge your guests, like a special fee,
mm-hmm.
an additional fee
yep.
for that time via Airbnb. And as of the time of this recording, Airbnb does not charge you anything for charging the guest. You know how they have their Airbnb service fee? So that would be included on the outside of that. But that is how most people do it. So again, let's just recap this. If your place is sitting ready and your guest pulls into town at 1 o'clock and check-in's at 4, please let them in.
Right.
They're just going to keep asking you, like, can I get in now? Can I get in now? But if you have to coordinate ahead of time because you are trying to accommodate their schedule and you do not know how the place is going to be left, you cannot send them to a different house because they booked that house. There is nothing wrong. And I will tell you this too. I know you're also thinking, but does this lead to bad reviews? Does this lead to a negative taste in the guest's mouth before they even arrive? And I know it to be a fact that it's how you present it to mm-hmm. them.
I agree.
And I let them know that this is going to go to our turnover team. And you better believe I incentivize our turnover team
yep.
for no matter what, even just on a normal basis. But especially when I'm like, hey, can we, you know, put these two houses here and do this house? You know what I mean? Like
juggle.
Can you
juggle
get an
schedule.
Extra guest mm-hmm. coming in? Cause we have this guest wants to make their conference on time.
Mm-hmm.
And so those extra fees, again, it's not this like money hungry thing and it's not hospitable. We also have to take care of our team. And if you present it in a professional manner where you're not giving too much information, but just letting the guests know, like there are some schedule adjustments we're going to have to make and involve the, you know, a third party professional cleaning team. And so mm-hmm. therefore.
Yeah. And when you talk about the cleanliness, and
yes.
that being done professionally, that then like, okay, I get it. Like they do yes. need to make sure it's prepped and ready to go.
And another thing too, before we change the next tip that we're going to give you the next fee is another thing that sometimes guests ask for a crazy early check-in. And at that point you let them know, like you are welcome to check in the night before to
if
guarantee
you book the night before.
Yes. If this place is open the night before, you are welcome to book the night before.
And hey, this is a hot tip for you when you're traveling. If I had a friend that taught me a long time ago, and whenever he does overseas travel, because he takes his wife and daughter, and he's always like, I always just book the day before. So if we get in early, we don't have to lug our luggage to a cafe and sit there. Like my daughter, my wife, myself, we can just go check in whenever our flight lands and start our vacation. It's worth the one extra day. Paying that, again, that's a luxury, I understand. But again, if it's that important to you mm-hmm. or there's something you can't miss, you can always offer that up. Like, hey, if you want to, you can book the night before, if the schedule permits, and then they can check in anytime. So,
yes.
Love that.
So again, remember, more money that we can give to our cleaning team to accommodate them for this means more energy they can put in the space. By energy, I mean another person to make sure those cleanliness standards are still upheld. You're still doing the same amount of quality of work in a shorter amount of time, like Annette said. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Go ahead, talk about it on Instagram. Tag us.
Yeah,
let us know how you feel about this. Because it's very controversial. Again, we're here to be hospitable. We're here to serve our guests. But
right.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites, and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
All right, tip number two.
Okay, the second way you're leaving money on the table. Pet fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, this isn't as controversial, but it's on the cusp, though, because people, it's like, do you charge every day? Do you charge per pet? We continue to be in the school of thought. We compare the rate to that of if they were having to kennel or have a dog sitter at their home. Those are normally priced per pet per day.
I remember one host was like, well, right, but the guest is like, has a service of the kenneling service and the, or the boarding service. Like, but usually you have a pet because you want the pet to be with you.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to remember that too. Like people don't, they often kennel or board their pets because they cannot take it with them because it's not allowed.
Right. Either not allowed or they don't want to take it on flights or they want a vacation from their whole life.
Well, in that case, I guess they're not looking for pet friendly spaces, yeah, but
right.
Yeah. And so there are a ton of ways you can charge for this. Mm-hmm. Now, Airbnb does have this way you can charge a pet fee, but it's a flat pet fee. And I don't love that because mm-hmm. the longer the pet is there, the more pet dander, mm-hmm. the more, you know,
again,
more
cleanup. Like
more cleanup.
We love fur babies, but we all have to admit you're your hypoallergenic,
perfect behaved
dog. Is like, we leave a mess behind as humans. The dogs are too, you know? So that's like saying us as humans aren't going to leave any debris behind. And
happens.
We just know that's not true. So we like to do per pet.
Per day.
Per day.
With a cap. There is a cap. So a certain amount of, I think it's after like 5 or 6 days, then we're going to cap you for a monthly, mm-hmm. we won't charge you more than this per month.
Yep.
I know hosts who do a per stay up to so many days. Mm-hmm. So again, you can do what is good for you and your market.
Yep.
Do some research. See what hotels are doing. See what boarding places are doing.
Right. See what your competition
are doing. Yeah.
And then what
feels right to you.
Yep.
Also, talk to your turnover team. What are they going to charge you extra in order to make sure those sheets aren't riddled with pup hair and paws and all those sorts of things? You might want to put a little money aside for, I can't tell you how many times a guest tells me their pet travels with them all the time and they're well-behaved. Then I get there and I see little scratch marks to the door because they're not.
Yep. And also, if you are pet-friendly, you're normally providing extra amenities. A dish for food, a dish for water, maybe a bed out, you know. Maybe
extra sheets.
There's little duty bags. There's like things like that that you're providing that they cost you money to do that. So
they're
duty bags. Is that even a thing?
The words we make up on this show.
Oh, I love it. Okay. What linkage and duty bags. Anyways, so think about that and do the math. Go back historically this last year and think if you haven't been charging it, think how many pets, how many days, how many stays? And like, do the math on that. This, I'm telling you, it's probably thousands of dollars. Easy.
Easy.
Easy, easy, easy. If you are pet friendly. All right. The last one.
Oh, this is also going to be controversial.
And
I can feel it.
Oh, and but again, I'm going to tell everybody this. I'll tell you exactly. I've learned this the hard way. It is shipping
forgotten
items.
Back to your guest.
Back to your guest. And it didn't hit me until one time I was like, oh, sure. It was a pair of shoes. It was from like here to a city that was like 90 miles away. I'm like, oh, okay, $20. Like I paid to ship their forgotten.
Yeah, plus your time.
Raggedy shoes. Sorry, just joking. But I was like, after I said that, they paid me. Actually the first time I didn't charge anything. I go, oh no, because they had stayed for like a week. I'm like, I'll ship this back. And then I was like, I'll do it for free. And then both of these, when I said $20, the other one was free. So when I started at free, then I went to $20, but I never have like boxes or shipping bags around. Had to have packaging tape. Got to go to the post office. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't shipping, like printing off shipping labels and things like that. And I was like, oh, I mean, at the end of the day, it was over an hour of my time. Mm-hmm. And we all know gas is not the cheapest right now. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be smart about that. So let's talk about how we break that down now, Sarah, opposed to just saying, sure, I'll free or just giving them a flat rate.
Yeah. So if it's something you can fit into like a reasonably sized box, we ask for $50 up front from the guest. And then we use those funds to outsource the delivery of the item to UPS, FedEx, USPS, mm-hmm. whatever's closest to that rental unit by one of our team members. And then the box is purchased. Now I know as some listeners are going to say, and I'm here for it. If this fits into your lifestyle, like, you know, we get so many Amazon boxes and we can repurpose it. But if you remember, that's storing the Amazon boxes mm-hmm. in your home. Some of us don't have that luxury.
We recycle all of it.
We recycle all of it.
Immediately.
Yeah. Get out of my place. Mm-hmm. But you could do that. Yes, you could. But at the same time, you know, now you're storing these boxes for your guests for getting
potential,
their things.
Potential left behind items.
Yeah. So I just want you to think about all those things. Okay. And then we ship it back to them, and then we have exactly how much it cost, what our, you know, turnover team or co-host or inspector, whoever you're having do it, or yourself, it costs them to take it to you. And if there's any leftover costs, you can send those funds back. But we do not front those costs to the guest.
And
we do a very good job of asking our guests to check the space before they leave. Of course, this is not it's not an intentional money maker. We don't want them to forget things so we can make extra money.
No, absolutely.
But at the same time, here's the moral of this whole podcast episode, everybody. We breathe this, right? The core of every short-term rental is hospitality, is mm-hmm. caring, is your heart. But that does not come at the expense of you doing bad business over and over and over again.
Right. And okay? these are like above and beyond services, we believe, that you're providing. So again, we want you to just learn, especially the shipping the lost item back. Legit, I was paying for, like, it was like that makes zero.
That adds up over time.
That makes absolutely, like, it just doesn't make any sense. And at the first, like I said, I did it. And then I was like, wait, that's not really making sense. And
you're not Mr. Hilton, where you're making, you know, whatever
markup.
And Hilton
still charges because we reached out to them.
Well, a markup on your martini, you know, which helps pay for a lot of, you know, it's, we are not hotels again, and we are not a giant corporation, right? So mm-hmm. we are, most of us are small businesses, and this is not gouging the guests. This is providing extra services.
And we do. We want you to just think about the late checkout, the pet fee, the shipping. You would be surprised if you actually went through and did the math on all that, all of the money being left on the table.
Oh, yes. This is more money for you to invest back into your property. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is money for you to incentivize your turnover team, surprise incentivize them, pizza mm-hmm. party, gift cards, get their nails done, like, just something nice.
Gas cards,
right? So you can do really awesome things with this money, or there is nothing wrong with incentivizing yourself mm-hmm. either.
For sure.
So just remember that too.
All right. Let us know your thoughts.
I cannot wait to hear.
But if anything, our main mission for the episode is to get you thinking about all of the services you're providing. And we're looking out for you at the end of the day too. So. Yeah. That's the deal.
All right. Thank you for checking in with us this week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.